or not, and there are two gerses in the Gemara, which direction is the Chumrah and which direction is the Kula. So the Pashup Shat is that Pascha Macharata is a Kula. Exactly. And then the other gears is that Pascha Macharata is the Chumrah. How can it be a Chumrah? So the other Shita is a wild Shita, that Pascha Macharata means in order for the Chacham to be Mata Neder, you have to have a Charata. And the other Shita holds Ein Poschim B'Charata, means there's no need for the Bala Neder to have Charata. The Bezin can just walk up and say, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. He doesn't have Pesach, he doesn't have Charata. That's a wild, that's what the other Girs is. The Girs of Farkev. So the Rishonim don't accept that. You always have to be Nishal Ala Neder. You have to, the Gemara says in Gittin, the Gemara has a Lashon, Ech Matzin is a Yisav is a Mater. How can it be that I make an Issa and someone else is Mata Ma'issa? So the Gemara asks, what about Hataris and Dharma? It's always like that. The person takes a Neder. And the Bezin says, Mutalach, 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 that Mata is Issa. The Gemara says, no, klum chacham mater al yedei charata. The chacham can only be matis. It's not a papal dispensation. The Bezin says, we give you a dispensation. You don't have to observe your neder. There is no such thing. Bezin paskins that it's a neder b'tois. It means that his neder itself, not that someone from the outside, Bezin is not mater his neder. Bezin explains to him that it's a neder b'tois. So that's a girsa that all the Rishonim reject. That Poschim Becharata is the Chumra. And Ein Poschim Becharata is the Kula. Ein Poschim Becharata, there's no need to have Pesach Becharata, the Beznik of Imata Neder, without anything. That's the Girsa that we don't hold from. The Girsa that we do have, Poschim Becharata, is the Kula. So the Rishonim have two Pshat and what that means. How do you translate the word Poschim? Poschim means, the simple Pshat is, can you begin the discussion with Becharata, or do you have to start with Pesach? If Pesach doesn't work, then you can move over to Charata. But are you allowed to be Mekel to start with Charata? Poschim means the beginning of the Yeshiva's Bezin. When the Bala Neder comes to the Bezin, wants Ataris and Dharm, can they start right away? Can you be Mekel to start with Charata? In other words, the Gemara assumes that there are two methods of Ataris and Dharm, either Pesach or Charata. So it's a mutter lachatchila to start with Charata or not. The other Rishonim have a different shot. Poschim means, can you crack open the nether with Charata? Maybe you can only crack open a nether with Pesach. Maybe there's no such thing as Charata, period. So that if you hold Ein Poschim Charata, it's not just that L'chatchila, you should start with Pesach and you can't find the Pesach, then you can move on to Charata. No, you can't open up a nether with a Charata, period. Charata doesn't work. The only thing that works is Pesach. So we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that there are two. There's Pesach and Charata, the two different ways. The Gemara before, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanoim, can the Orus be made for usually an Ar HaMarasa via Baal HaMefirim Nedereha, but once she becomes a Nesua, then the Baal is made for Nedereha Mold by himself. So when does she become a Nesua? Achit Tikhanes LaChuppah. So what's exactly Chuppah? So you have to look, the first Daf in Ksubas, Kiddushin is about Erisin, Kiddushin, and Ksubas is about Nisuin. So in the first half in Ksubas, the Rishayim discuss how exactly they make Nisuan. So here there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, the Reb Lezer holds in the Mishnah, if he gives man v'loy Nisu, the Baal can be made for all by himself. So there's a Machlokes Rabbe v'Abaye, what is this all about? So Rabbe says that Reb Lezer, that Tanakam and our Mishnah and our Gimel and Veis, holds like the Mishnah Rishayna. What's the Mishnah Rishayna? That he gives man v'loy Nisu, Ochlis Mishalov, Ochlis B'Truma. So the Pashtus is that Rabbah has a Mechudish Dikapshat that according to Reb Lezer and according to the Mishnah Rishayna, Agos Hazman constitutes the Nisuin. All the different opinions on the first half in Ksubas, how do you do Nisuin? The Rambam says Bia, or Yichud Haroi LeBia, and others say standing under the Chuppah, or whatever, Badekin, all the different opinions, what constitutes when they go home, all the different Shitas, what is Nisuin. So the Rabbi says, according to the Mishnah Rishonim, according to Reb Lezer over here, Agos Hazman already makes Nisun. You don't need any formal Maisa. What's the Bir Hadova? Very strange. You don't need a Maisa to make Nisun. So I remember, there used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Reb Nissen Alpert, so he once gave a mashal to understand what Nisun is all about. Not so meduyik, but it's good for a mashal, that just like in Mammon, if I own property, it's Shali. So if it's stolen, it's Shali, then it's Bishusi. And if it's not stolen, then it's Shali, it's Bishusi. So that's a whole sugya in Bava Kamma. The Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanoim, and it's a machlokes hatanoim in Maseches Maaseh Sheni. If someone stole my property, so it's still shali, but it's ain't a bishusi, I don't know where it is, I don't have access to it. So can I still be magdish? Can I be mafkir it? Can I sell it? Can you be paid a Maaseh Sheni if it was stolen shali ve'ain a bishusi? What's the machlokes hatanoim and machlokes habechem ishlokish? Which Tana to Paskan like? So we Paskan like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gozer will understand Shabbat, Mishneh, Mein, Mechel, like Dishai, Selefi, Sheni, Mishaloi, Selefi, Sheni, Bishusa. The full Bailas consists of Shaloi, Bishusa. So just Derech Moshe, he said that by Ishus, an Arusa is an Eshesish, Shaloi, Bebeis, Abal, and the Nesua is an Eshesish, Bebeis, Abal. And the Gemara says in Yuma in the first parak that Chipa Bado Biad Besa, Besa Zuishtoi, so the Babel, he says, it's only considered Besa Zuishtoi if she's in Nesua. This is their quote, say, Yerushalmi maybe disagrees with the Bavli, so that's a machlekes and Rishonim, whether the Yerushalmi is in disagreement or not. That's a Rashi in Kiddushin, also in the first parak, Rashi writes, the Gemara has a whole discussion, how do you know that an Esh is Koin Achelis Betruma? So the Gemara says, Kinyan Kaspa, Koin Kinyanavish Kinyan Kaspa, that Arusa Achelis Betruma. So Rashi says, what do you have to figure out? Learn out from a pasuk kinyan kaspa. The pasuk pshat kinyan kaspa means that behemis koin achelus betruma. Eshes koin is called kinyan kaspa. It's a funny expression. Why don't you just say from the pasuk kol tor beveis chayochal kodesh and beis zuishtei? So that's a sifro and that pasuk in vayikra. So Rashi answers no. Kol tor beveis chayochal kodesh beis zuishtei is only nesua. Rashi knows it from the Gemara in the first parak in Yuma. The beis zuishtei is only by nesua. So the Gemara here in Kiddushin, and the Gemara in Ksubis, on Daphne and Zion, Gemara is going to ascertain, Gemara is trying to prove that even a Arusa, even if the woman is only has Erisim with the Kohen, she doesn't have Disim, which is also Achelus Petrum. So that the Nesua is Achelus is based on the Pasuk, Kol Tor Beveis Chayach HaKodesh, based on Zewishta. So what does that mean, that you only call the Nesua based on Zewishta? So that's the beer, Rav Nissen Alpert suggested, that maybe it's like full ownership is a shaloyu b'shusay. So an arusa is an eshesi, shaloy b'beis abal, and nesua is after hachnasa l'b'shusay. And all the different opinions in the Rishayim on the first daf in Ksubas, what constitutes nesua? And that's the question, what's called hachnasa l'b'shusay? So let's say something is shali, have an automobile and I parked it in the car, in the street. I parked my automobile in the yeshiva parking lot. So you say shali b'ein b'shusay? No, anything that's shali is automatically b'shusi, unless there's a hafkar. If someone stole it, then I don't know where it is, so then it's called Deinim b'shusi. Even if you have an Aveda, that's a question in Rishonim. The Ritva says in Bav Mitzia, an Aveda is considered b'shusi. And the Ktzois thinks he has a Rambam, based on the Mishnah and Erechen, that maybe an Aveda is called Deinim b'shusi. But anything that's shali is automatically b'shusi, unless there's some kind of a mafkia. So that's why Rabbah says, when a couple has Erisin, and they didn't move in together yet. The girl is still living by her parents and the boy is still living by his parents. He's living by himself or whatever. But the husband and the wife are not living together. So because they're not living together, so that makes it that it's ain't a b'shusa. But they set a date when they're going to have the nisu and when they're going to have the party. So higi azman v'loy nisu. Now there's no longer a ma'akev. So Rabbi says, that's what Rabbi Lezer says and that's what the Mishnah Rishonim says. Gives Mavlan Nisu is Nisuin. You don't need any formality to make Nisuin. She's already in Eshesish. Veis Habal. Anything that Shali is automatically Bishusi unless there's a Mafkiya. Here there is no Mafkiya. They made up that by a certain day they're going to have Nisuin. So even though they didn't do any ceremony, you don't need a ceremony. So that's what the Tanakh, that's what Rabbi says. Rabbi Leizer, Mishnah Rishon, Omer Davrecha, they both hold the Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin. And Abayi disagrees. Dil Malohi, Abai Tainis against Rab Atkan Lakashmin and Mishnah Mishaina. The Mishnah Mishaina is dealing with an issue of the Rabbanan because Menatora Arusa Achelus Betruma. So it's only a Gzera the Rabbanan, you don't let her eat the Truma. So that's what he says. Atkan Lakashmin and Mishnah Mishaina Lamecha Betruma because the whole issue was only the Rabbanan. So what's the reason for the Gzera the Rabbanan? So the Gemara there in Ksubas has two opinions in Amorite. Either Mishnah Simpon, that true, he was Mekadosh the Isha, but he didn't look at her body, so maybe she has a major mum, and it's going to turn out that the whole Kiddushin is a Kiddushin B'tois. He doesn't see her. He didn't see her go swimming or anything. He dated the girl, he didn't see her body. So maybe there'll be a simple, it'll turn out that the whole Kiddushin was b'toras. That's one explanation the Gemara gives. The other explanation the Gemara gives is, it's a chashash if you'll, the girl is living with her parents and she has siblings, brothers and sisters, and she's the only one who's allowed to eat truma, the others are not allowed to. So the husband is going to send her wine of truma to make Kiddush with, or she has cookies of truma, or challah of truma, all kinds of things of truma. So the girl is going to, by mistake, she may give it to the brothers and the sisters or to the parents, and they'll be in violation as Asher Chal Truma is Misa B'day Shemaim. So that's the reason. So that's why Abayi says. So that's the reason why Arusa Eina Chalas B'Truma. So then the Gemara explains in Ksubis, but the Mishnah says, Higiyaz Mabalayin Yisu. So then the Mishnah Rishayna means that in earlier generations the consensus was this way. In later generation, Mishnah Achreina means in later generation the consensus shifted. There are issues that shifted during my lifetime. From 70 years ago till now, the Psak HaMekubal by Orthodox rabbis changed on different things. So that's called Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achreina. So the Mishnah Rishayna says, we're assuming that there is a Gzera Derabban. Idim Shem Simpan, Shem Shematashke. So why does the Mishnah Rishayna all the Giyaz Marbala Nisu is Achelus B'Truma, why is that? So the Gemara explains there in Ksubis, if Yal Mishum Simpon, may turn out that she has a mum. Since after Hagos Hazman, the Baal Eschai B'Mizer Neseho, see he's going to try to find out whether she has any mum on her body. So he's going to ask his sister or his female cousins or his relatives, his aunts, to go check out the girl. He had a public bathhouse in the summer. They go swimming. The girls go swimming together. He doesn't go swimming with the women. He doesn't know. But he's going to ask. He's going to have a bdika because he's chai b'mizaynus seho. So he's going to be spending money. He doesn't want to spend money on giving on the mizaynus if it may turn out to be a kedusha tots. So he's going to have a bdika. So that's what the Mishnah Mishnah says. He gives marvel on this. So you don't have to be concerned about the simpon. And if you hold that the reason for the Mishnah, why Arusa, the Gzera Derabban, Arusa and Achelus B'Truma, is because Shem Atashke. So the Gemara says also, in the Mishnah Mishana Hol, since the Baal is Chai Bim Zaneseo, so he's going to be Duchta Miyachidlo. He's not going to send her the food, not going to send the Truma to her parents' home and let her eat there. Her brothers and her sisters are going to, everything is going to be Truma. Not everything is going to be truma. He's going to give her Wheaties and Cheerios and milk and all kinds of food and steaks. So she may give to her brothers and her sisters. It's going to cost him five times as much. He only wants to support his wife. He only wants to support the Arusa after Hagos Hazman. So since he's Mechui Bim Zeneseh, the Gemara says probably Duchta Miyachidlo. He's going to have a Mokka Miyuchad where she's going to eat her meals. A different apartment. Maybe it's the apartment where he's going to move in later. That the apartment where they're going to live together. And the brothers and the sisters are not going to be there. So Memele, there's no chashash. There's no longer chashash of Shematashka le'acheho le'acho yaseho. So that's what Abayi Tain is. Maybe the reason, Rabbi says that the reason why the Mishnah Mishnah holds Yigiyaz Mavlai Nisu, Achelus B'Truma, is because the Mishnah Mishnah holds Omer Devrechad with Rab Leza. That Rab Leza and the Mishnah Mishnah hold Hagos Hazman is Nisuin. You don't need any formal Hachnosa L'Shuso. Anything that Shali is automatically b'shusa unless there's a mafkir. Here there's no longer a mafkir. They're made up, they're going to move in together, they're going to have a party, they're going to have a ceremony, a chuppah, in another 12 months. Igiyaz mavalai nisu, so that's, there's no ma'akev, so the mele becomes a b'shusa. That's what Rabbi said. And Abayi says, no, it's only dealing with a din de rabbana there, minatur arus al chelus b'truma, and whatever the reason for the gzeir is. So the Gemara says there in Ksubas, and in Zion, that if it's mishum shem atashke, there's no problem because duchta miyachid lo, and if it's mishum simpon, also he's going to see to it that his relatives will be baidika. There is yet a fourth, and what is the Mishnah Achreinu hold? Mishnah Achreinu holds, he gives man his ein achelus b'truma, why is that? So according to Rabba, the reason for the Mishnah Achreinu is that we don't hold like that. We hold Hagos Hazman. There's not constant. You don't say automatically she becomes an Eishes Ish B'Beis Aval. You have to have some act of Haknos L'Meshuso, whatever it is. The Ran with the Ramam on the first page in Adorm. The first page in Ksubas, either the Bi or Yichud Aroy L'Bi or the Badekin or whatever, or when he takes a Harm. You actually need an act of Haknos L'Meshuso. It doesn't happen automatically. So Rabbi says that's the reason for the Mishnah Achreinu. According to Abaye, no one holds that Hagos Hazman is Nisuin. there in the Mishnah, we're dealing with an issue of Dirabbanan. So the Gemara in Ksubis had two explanations. So either the reason for the Gzera Dirabbanan is Mishum Simpon, and the Mishnah Mishana holds that since he's Mukhayib bin Mizaynas Ishtoi, so he's going to be Baidikar. So he's going to ask his sister, his cousins, his aunt, whatever, he's going to, the female relatives, that they should discreetly be Baidik the girl to make sure she doesn't have any major mumim that would cancel the Kiddushin. So that's the Mishnah Mishana holds that he's going to have he's going to see to it that his female relatives will be Baidik. Mishnah Achrayna holds that that's not enough. There's still a Hashash of Simpan. Just because he's going to ask his female relatives to go swimming with him to try to check her out, that's not enough. He's not going to know until he actually lives with her. Maybe there's some kind of a mum that the relatives have. Is not sufficient. And if you say the other explanation, that the reason why is because of Shematashke l'acher l'yach yaseh and tuchta m'yachid lo. So the Mishnah Achrayna holds that maybe that's not the reason. Maybe the reason is Mishum Simpa, and there's still what to be concerned about. There is a Tosfos in Kiddushin. The Nesivos has a sefer on Ksubis that's called Beis Yankov. His name was Yankov. His father's name is also Yankov. Strange. His father was alive by his bris. But they say the father was thinking and learning. So when they said, Mikor Shema B'Yisrael, so the father wasn't paying attention, so he thought they were asking what his name is. They said, Yankov. So they called him Yankov Ben Yankov. Okay. So the Sivis had a sefer, Beis Yankov, on Ksubis. On this daf, where is it? On daf Nun Ches. He points out there's a Tosfos in Kiddushin, on Memheime Beis. The Gemara talks about a situation where the father was Mekadosh's daughter, then the father disappeared. The daughter wants to have Nisuin. So she does, she goes and she has Nisuin on her own. So, but she's still a Ktana, she's a Nairan. You need the father's authorization to have the Nisuin. So do you have the right to assume that the father would certainly want a daughter to have Nisuin if she wants to have the Nisuin or not? You have to be concerned. Shema Yimche, Shema Yovo Aviyah V'Yimche. Maybe he'll be Moicha later on. What's an Afkamina? She's not a Kohenet, but she married a Kohen. And she doesn't need Truma until Nichnas al-Chupa. So the father only did Erisin, then he went to Medina Sayam. Now the girl is doing her own Nisuin. So if you're Choshe Shema Yova Aviyah V'Yimche, so it'll come out that she's eating Truma V'Yisa. She's not allowed to eat Truma. So Tosfos says, but they're living together. So what's Shema Tashke and what's Shema Timzgok? Shema Tashke Lachel Yachaseh, what's Shum Simpo? The husband and the wife, they had Nisuin, and they're living together. So the husband is living with her, so there is no Simpo. And he's feeding her, she's living together with the husband in the apartment, not living with her brothers and sisters. So both of the reasons don't apply. So why should the Gemara say, well, Choshish, maybe the father will return back home and he'll be unhappy why the daughter had Nisuin. And whenever you do Zachon Le'adam Shalai B'Fonav, when the person on whose behalf we did this Chiyah comes and he finds out about it, he could be Moicha. The Gemara says, if I give you a matona to be Zoicha for Pliny, and then you say, Zachon Le'adam Shalai B'Fonav, you pick it up, and then we tell Pliny, and he says, he doesn't want to be indebted to me, he doesn't want to be kind of the matona. So the Gemara says, if he's Moicha Metchila Be'atzof, his instinctive initial reaction is, he doesn't want it, so that cancels the whole Zoch. That's the Gemara says, by Ger Kotten, based on Zochin. It's the same in any case of Zochin. When the person finds out about it, he can be Moichas. So if the father finds out that the daughter did Nisuin on her own, so based on Zochin, it probably is a Teva for the father. Why not? The girl wants to have Nisuin already. She has the father made Erisin with the husband. Why shouldn't she make Nisuin? But if the father will come, he'll be Moichas, so he'll undo the Nisuin. So Tosfos says the kasha, but neither chashash applies over here. The mom, the husband and the wife, the mom is living together. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that it's a loy plug rabban. Even when the reason doesn't apply, the gzera de rabban still applies. So the Rashba, not daf, in Kiddushin, Memheim and Beis, asks a kasha. The Nesivos in the Beis Yankov forgot that it's a Rashba. He asked the kasha on his own. But the Rashba and the daf asked this kasha, that the Gemara in Kiddushin, Yud Aleph and Man Aleph says, as well as there in Ksubis also, Nun Ches, the Gemara says that Ruba de Ruba of the Gzeres de Rabban were instituted as a loy plug Rabban. Even when the reason for the Gzeres doesn't apply, the Gzeres still applies. That's called Dabash of Minyan, Soch Minyanach and Latira. Even if it comes a generation where the whole Gzeres doesn't make any sense, the Gzeres still has to be observed. That's a dovish of the minyan tzach menachem latira. So the but the Gemara has a few exceptions to, well, every so often there's a gzera d'rabbanan, which is not a loy plug, and the Gemara will say, whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the gzera doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, b'ferish, in Kedushin Yud Aleph, and in Ksudas Daf Nun Ches, that this gzera arusa, ein achelus b'truma, is not a loy plug. The Gemara says, nafkamina kibal masa b'holach, whenever the, whichever reason you hold from, whenever that reason doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply. So how can Tosfos say in Kiddushin, it's really the Gemara, how can the Gemara in Kiddushin say, I'm a Mehmed Beis, that if the girl, the father married his daughter off, she's a Ketana or a Naira, father marries her off, and then the father goes to Medina Sayyam, and the girl does Nisuin on her own, as an act, but you need the father's Haskoma. So we assume the father probably would agree, if the girl wants to, the girl wants to have Nisuin, why not? So we assume Zoch Nod M'shlei B'fana, but because there's a concern, Shema Yovah Avi Avi Yimchem, so we say it's a suffix, so she's not allowed to eat the truma. But the question is, but neither reason applies. So Taisa says that it's a loy plug rabban. But the Gemara of the Fair said this gzera the rabban is not a loy plug. The Gemara said whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the whole gzera doesn't apply. So that's the Rashba's kasha in Kiddushin. That's what the Beis Yankev asks. So the Beis Yankev answers in a sefer on Ksubas on Daf Nun Ches. He says Taisa's. The Gemara says, Kibol Masa B'Holach, that it's not a loy plug. That's only according to the Mishnah Mishayna, it's not a loy plug. Because the Mishnah Mishayna says, He gives Marvela Nisu, Achelus B'Truma. So the Gemara explains why. If the reason for the Gzeira that Arusa in Achelus B'Truma is because Shematashke, so Duchta Miyached Lo, because he doesn't want it to use up twice as much food, five times as much food, he's going to give it to all the members of the family. So it's going to be Miyached a separate location. And if the reason for the chashas is Mishum Simpon, so he's going to have his female relatives be Baidikar, he's going to encourage them discreetly, they should go swimming with the girl to find out if she has any major mumim on her body or not. So the Gemara says the reason for the Mishnah Rishayna is because whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole Gzera doesn't apply. So the Nesivus writes, that's only the fee Mishnah Rishayna. But the Mishnah Achrayna says, Ad Shetikanis L'chupa, why? So the Tosfos and Memheim and Beis and Kedushin holds that that's the Nakuda of the Mishnah Achrayna, that this is a loy plug rabban. The Mishnah Mishnah holds that it's not a loy plug. Higi Azman, if that's the reason, that reason doesn't apply. If that's the reason, that reason doesn't apply. Mishnah Achrayna holds, not that you still have a concern, that still a hashash, maybe the bedika is not good enough. No, Mishnah Achrayna holds, even though neither reason applies, it's a loy plug rabban, and that was exactly the machlokes. What does this depend on? What does this depend on? So this one can explain. The Mishkan Es Yankev has beautiful tshuva in his other sefer, in his sefer Koheles Yankev, where he explains how do you figure out Ruba de Ruba of the Gzeres de Rabbanon were instituted as a loy plug, even in a situation where the reason for the Gzeres doesn't apply, the Gzeres still applies. It's a loy plug Rabbanon. In fact, the Gemara, he quotes, the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the Marova in Eretz Yisrael, when they made Gzera the Rabban, they wouldn't reveal the reason for the first 12 months. They wanted everybody to get used to observing the Gzera the Rabbanon, and they're afraid if they're going to say the reason for the Gzera. So every time Dick and Harry will say, I'm intelligent, I understand the din, I'm not going to violate that din, because I'm going to do this, that's going to lead me to do that, I'm not an idiot. So no one's going to observe the Gzera the Rabbanon. So they said, you're not allowed to reveal the reason for the Gzera. The Gemara has the Gemara says, when they asked Gvina Sakum, so they convened a conference of a few Rabbanim to discuss the topic. So one of the Rabbanim, one of the Tanoim who was invited, couldn't show up. So the next day he asked, oh, what happened yesterday? So they said, we asked Gvina Sakum, what's the reason? So he said, we can't tell you. You weren't there. He was invited to come to the meeting. If he would have been there, he would have discussed it. But because he wasn't there, so they're not allowed to reveal the reason to him. Until Tresei Achishat, until the end of the year. So the so Ruba de Ruba of the Gzeres de Rabbana were instituted as a loy plug Rabbana. Once in a while you have a small percentage, there's no loy plug. So how do you know when it is a loy plug, when it's not? So the Mishkan Es Yankev writes in his Shuv in the Koheles Yankev, he says he thinks that it's called the Tikkun Rabbana Kein de Raisa Tikkun. That the Gemara says in the end of Bab Metzia, there's a machlekes satanaim, whether dashin in time of dikra, loy dashin in time of dikra. So the Tana Rab Shimon Baichai is of the opinion dashin in time of dikra. That when you have a pasuk that says lasachvel beged almana, so the chachamim, every pasuk in the Torah, every mitzvah, you have to try to figure out what's the reason for this mitzvah? What are Tamei HaMitzvah, the Sefer Chinuch, and the Rambam, and the Mor Nebuchim, and the Arizal, and the Chassidish Svarim, they all talk about what are the Tamei HaMitzvahs. So that's a chelek of Talmud Torah, to try to ascertain what are the dinim, and try to ascertain what the moral, ethical, or religious principle is the mitzvah trying to teach us. That's the Tamei HaMitzvah. But the Machlokes HaTanaim are the Tamei HaMitzvah from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem, that it should regulate the application of the mitzvah. That you're going to say whenever, if the woman is an Amana Ashira, and the whole reason, Shema Yaseh Shem Rabbi Shechein Nesel, the whole reason for the Iser HaTorah, the Sachal Begin Amana, it doesn't apply if the woman is an Amana Ashira. So then you're going to say the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Shimon holds Dashin and Taim and Dekrot. The Tamei HaMitzvahs are from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem, and it regulates the application of the mitzvah. So whenever the Tam HaMitzvah doesn't apply, the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. And we don't pass like that. We pass on Doi Dashi in the time of the Krah. And the Tosis writes, the Minchas Chinuch quotes this every 50 pages, Tosis writes, you should always try to figure out if the Hema Omer Torah, the Ganav pays Kefal, and the Gazlan does not. Hema Omer Torah, Chaimisha Bokisham Tachas Asher, how come this and how come that? You always try to figure out what are the reasons for the dinim. But the reasons are not considered Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem, so that's Loi Dashin in time of the Krah. You don't say it's from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes that it should regulate the application of the mitzvah. So we pass cannot. However, the Gemara says in the second parak in Sanhedrin, if you have a pasuk in the Chumash where it has a mitzvah and it gives the reason right next to the mitzvah, like it says, Lo Yabra Lo Noshim, the melech is not allowed to marry more than 18 wives, but lo yaser is levavai. So the Gemara said, there's a machlokes HaTanaim, how do you punctuate the pasuk? So one, the we paskin, lo yaser l'anashim is one iser, and no reason is given. Then lo yaser is levavai is a different iser. You're not allowed to marry one wife if she's not a fruma. If lo yaser is levavai, one Tana says no, the Yabal HaNashim, the Yasar Zlevav is the reason, that's the time of the Krah. So whenever the Chumash itself writes the reason for the mitzvah right next to the mitzvah, then even the Chachamim agree that Tashin and time of the Krah, you're not making it up on your own. The Chumash says this is the mitzvah because of this reason. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. So that's what the Mishkan Yankov writes in his Sefer and Koheles Yankov, in Chelek HaShmish, but he has two tshuvas about this. So he says the same is true on the level of the Rabbanim. Call the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. All the dinim in the Torah have reasons. But Loi Dashin in time of the Krah, you don't say whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Unless it's written in the Chumash like that. The reason is given right next to the mitzvah. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. So on the level of the Rabbanan, Rube de Rube, 98% probably of the Gzeres, the Rabbanan, they didn't incorporate the Tama Gzer into the Nusach Gzer. They didn't reveal the Tama Gzer until after 12 months. So they would just say, Venus Akam is Asa. They would just say, and he said, Rabban, they wouldn't give the explanation why. So there, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun, just like if you would have a mitzvah deraisa, where the Chumash doesn't write the reason, so you say, Loi Dashin in time of the Krah, even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, the Din deraisa applies. So the same, you say, Tovish Bimin Yitzach Menach Latir, all the Din of Rabban are Loi Plug. But sometimes you're going to have a gzera der Rabbanan where they felt compelled to incorporate the Tama gzera into the Nusach gzera. So whenever the Tama gzera is incorporated into the Nusach gzera, so just like on the level of the Raisim, whenever the Tam for the mitzvah doesn't apply, then the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So we really didn't answer the question, we just shifted the problem. Ruba, the Ruba of the gzeras der Rabbanan were made as a loit plug, and once in a while you have a 2%, 3% which are not a loit plug. So we explain, when is it a loy plug? When they made Gzera D'Rabbana, they didn't incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. Whenever they incorporated the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera, then it's not a loy plug. So how did they decide when to incorporate the Tam HaGzera, when not to incorporate it? So the Mishkan HaSeankiv tells you when. He quotes, in Simon Ches, in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Tur quotes his father, the Rosh, that when Rosh used to live in Germany. And then after the Maharam, they arrested the Maharam Rutmak, they put him in prison in order to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money. And the Rosh was a rich man, he was going to give a lot of money. And then the Maharam Rutmak said, you're not allowed to, and they should let him rot away in prison. So after he died, he said they shouldn't be paid to him. So after he died, so the Rosh realized they're going to put me in prison now. They're going to hold me in prison until the Jewish community is going to get the money. So he ran away to Spain. So when he came to Spain, he noticed that they had a practice. They used to wear arba kamfis made from linen. And the Gemara says that this is the Rav Amram Goen writes in the Siddur of Amram Goen, this is one of the six cases that we pass like Beshama against Beisilo. Ruba de Ruba, all the machlokes in Beshama is we pass like Beisilo. And Tosis in the beginning of Sukkah quotes there are three cases where we pass like Beshama. So this is one of them. There's a Gzera de Rabbanim, you're not allowed to put tzitzis in the Beged Shal Pishton, because if you'll put in tcheles, tcheles has to be a special color blue, and the thread, the string, has to be wool. So the woolen string with the Beged Shal Pishton is going to be shatan, so the din is a smutter. But if you fell in with fake tcheles, if you used imitation tcheles, in the days of the Tanaim, there were fakers who were selling kloilin and claiming that it was tcheles. So if you have imitation tcheles, so then you have shatan shalob and makam mitzvah. It wasn't necessary to have a woolen string. You could have had all the strings, could have been linen. Because the garment is made from linen. So all the strings could have been linen also. So the Gemara says, Gzerim shum kloilin, so we pass like Beishamai, that you're not allowed to put tzitzis in a Beged Shel Pishton. So the Rosh asked, Hayitochen, where he came from in Germany, nobody wore an abrikampus or a talus of pishton. How come over here in Spain they're all wearing tzitzis and a Beged Shel Pishton in Paschim like Beishamai? So the Balabatim explained to the Rosh, no, the whole reason for the Gzera is Gzera Mishum Kloilon, but we don't have any tcheles bizman hazeh. Many centuries already they didn't have any tcheles, so the whole chashash doesn't apply. So whenever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, so the Gzera doesn't apply. So the Taz in Simin Ches and Aruch Haim Hechad Tzitzis is the Kasha. But why is on the Dovish of the Minyan Tzach Minyanach Alatiro? So the Taz says, look in the Tshuvas HaRosh that the Tur quoted. It's the same thing, word for word, in the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh added an extra line to explain why Dovish of the Minyan doesn't apply. So what did he add? He doesn't explain anything. Taz doesn't explain. So the Taz claims that the Rosh was worried about that, and he answered that. So the Mishkan HaSankim, in his Tshuva, the Karel HaSankim explains, he says, the secret is, whenever the Gzera de Rabbanon is Bakira's Dovim and HaTorah, when the Chachamim are making a Gzera de Rabbanon, they're telling you, don't put tzitzis in a Beged Shel Pishton. On the level of the Raisi, Mechuyiv to put tzitzis. So the Chachamim, Yeshkech, the Chachamim, Laka Dovim and HaTorah, B'Shevi Al-Tasa, so they made a Gzera de Rabbanon, don't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of tzitzis. So how can you make a Gzera de Rabbanon? It says in the Chumash, you have to wear tzitzis. And we want all the din of the Rabbanon to blend in to become part of the Torah Shebal Peh min HaTorah. The Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos writes the five different parts, five different sections to the Torah Shebal Peh. So the last two sections are the Gzeiros the Rabbanon and the Mitzvahs the Rabbanon. So from the Rambam is Mashma that all the din of the Rabbanon blend in on the level of the Raisa to be a chelik, an integral part of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He didn't mention the Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. He thought that learn dinim in the Gemara, that a dinim de Rabbanon is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on the level of their eyes. He gave shiurim for many years for the Balabatam and Gemara brachas, and then he made a comment after he made a siyam brachas. He said, someone may have raised an issue, why did I learn brachas all these years, which is really bittul Torah on the level of their eyes, it's only Talmud Torah and the Rabbanon. Ruba de Ruba brachas adinim de Rabban. Maybe it would have made more sense. I should learn Zvachim and Menachas, where Ruba de Ruba adinim de Raisa, in a smaller percentage is dinim de Rabban. So it would have been more Talmud Torah on the level of the Raisa. They quote from Abel Velo Soloveitchik that he made such a comment. That he thought that when you learn dinim de Rabbanon, it's bittul Torah and Torah is only Talmud Torah and the Rabban. So Rabban Leib Steinman has in one of his Torahs that he didn't agree. He thought like Rav Soloveitchik, like Rabbi Yashaber Soloveitchik, that the dinim de Rabbanon become a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh min HaTorah, even though the Chovas HaGavra to observe Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah and Mikra Megillah is only with Rabbanon, but you learn the dinim, that's a kiyum of Talmud Torah Mideirais. So how can the Chachamim make a gzera de Rabbanon? We don't permit you to put in tzitzis in the Beged Shel Pishton and not incorporate the Tamak Gzera into the gzera. It's beferish against what it says in the Chumash. In the Chumash it says you do have to put in tzitzis and the Beged Shel Pishton, and the Rabbanim say you're not allowed to put in tzitzis. They can't make such a gzera. So whatever the nature of the gzera is, Bakiras Dovman HaTorah, the Oiker HaMitzvah, they tell you don't be Mekayim HaMitzvah. So then they have to incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. Then it's not going to be a Loi Plug Rabban. So it could well be, according to the Beis Yankif, that this goof is the Machloikis between the Mishnah Rishayin and the Mishnah Achrayin. Mishnah Rishayin holds that whatever the Tam HaGzera doesn't apply, then the gzera doesn't apply, because this gzera that Eishes Kohen is not allowed to eat truma is akiras dov min HaTorah. Because once you have the pasuk kinyan kaspo, that eshes kana chelus b'truma, the behemoth kain eats truma, that's not a mitzvah. The bala behemoth doesn't say a bracha before he, the kain, owner of the behemoth, doesn't say a bracha before he feeds the truma to the behemoth kain. But the shayla is the eshes kain. When she eats truma, does she say a bracha? She kedushan b'kedushas shalom. Sivanu alachilus truma. Does she say a bracha? Is it a mitzvah? Is it only a heter? Like behemoth kain. So that's a diun in achrayim. That's a big thing. Chidush Arim and others talk about it. Rami Nachum Zema talks about it. And the Zera Avram Sefer, the correspondence that he had with Yosef Mech's son-in-law. So it could be that this kuf is the machloikas, according to the way the Beis Yankovic says. The Mishnah Mishnah holds that it's not a loy plug rabbanon. Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. Why? Because this gzera, the Reshus Kain shouldn't be allowed, Arusa shouldn't be allowed to eat truma, is Akira's dov menatar, yoyke the mitzvah. Reshus Kain eats truma. Even Arusa, that's a mitzvah. So the oikar mitzvah. So they have no right to make a gzera without incorporating the tam gzera into the nusach gzera. So whenever the tam gzera is incorporated into the nusach gzera, then it can't be a loy plug. Just like on the level of the raisa, if you have a mitzvah and it says the reason right next to the mitzvah, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. And the Mishnah Achrayna holds not so. No, eshes kain achelus b'truma is like behemoth kain. It's a heter, it's not a mitzvah, it's not akiras davman atar, so they didn't have to incorporate the tam akzera into the nusach akzera, and it is a loy plug rabban. So there are four different pshatim. Comes out there, four different pshatim. What is the nekudas amachloikas between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayna regarding whether behagos hazman, the eshes kain is achelus b'truma? Rabba claims that the machloikas is the same as our Mishnah, whether hagos hazman constitutes nisuin or not. Abayi says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah Hagwas Hazman by the Truma Sadin and Ishud Rabban has to do with the Gzeris. So the Gemara in Ksubas explains, if the reason for the Mishnah Rishayna, if the reason for the Gzera the Rabban and Arisayna Chelus B'Truma is because of Shem Latashke, so then Duchta Miyachid Law, so the reason doesn't apply. Then the Mishnah Achrayna holds that the reason is not because Shem Latashke, but rather because of Simpon. And if you hold the reason for the Mishnah Rishayna was also because of Simpon, so the Mishnah Achrayna holds that Bidikas Chutz is not sufficient. He's going to ask his female relatives they should go swimming with his Arusa. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe he's still concerned about the Simpa. And then the fourth pshat, what's the Machlag, the Mishnah Achrayna, is what the Nesivis writes in the Beis Yankiv to explain that Gemara Kedusha Mem Heim Beis, that this Kufa is the Machlag. The Mishnah Achrayna holds that it's not a loy plug rabbanim. Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. And the Mishnah Achrayna holds that it is a loy plug. And what does that depend on? That depends whether arusa or chelus b'truma, is that a mitzvah or is that a heter? There's room to distinguish between arusa and the nesua. One can say arusa is a heter and nesua is a mitzvah. The Achrayim don't discuss that possibility. They just talk about eshes kain or chelus b'truma. Is it a heter like behemoth kain? Or is it a mitzvah, would she say a bracha or not? I just wanted to say a few concluding words on Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says that there's a difference between if the husband is mefer, then adorim that are inu nefesh or beno the beno. So if it's inu nefesh, so he's mefer the whole neder. So even after she gets divorced, still mefer li'olam. But if there's no inu nefesh, it's only beno the beno, so then the neder is still kayim legabi other people, and if she'll get divorced, the neder will even be kayim legabi the husband. It's only called man neder, it's beno the beno. So some raise an issue here. Why don't you say neder shuhuta miktsosa huta kula? Why is it that when you make for the neder based on beno the beno, why don't you say huta miktsosa huta kula? So they ran before where the sugya had about. So the Ran Achav Zayinam and Aleph, the last line right before the Ran begins, Dibam Ascha Masnis Nidre Yonsen. So the Ran writes, Chayin Adin Bahavaras Abal Kamel Abal Megiz Guys. The Chacham is Oikar Aneda Meikora. So there you say Huta Miktsasa Huta Kula, but the Baal is only Meifer Neder Mikamel Abal Megiz Guys. So therefore you don't say Huta Miktsasa Huta Kula. So the Ran explains. So the question is, but the Gemara had a suffix about that. The Gemara in Nozir and Chafalaf and Beis had a suffix, but the Baal Megiz guys are Mekar Oka. Maybe the Baal was also Oka than Neder Mekar. Now, what if his wife violated the Neder? Husband didn't know about it till tomorrow. tomorrow is the Yom Shom, he finds out then he's made for the Neder. So it's only move from Mikan al Abo. Or he say, and she's going to get Malkus if they gave a Hasro on yesterday's Achila. Or he say, no, that the Baal Mekarok, and maybe even when Haforos Abba, maybe he's Zoyka the Neder Mekor. So the Gemara had a Suffolk. So how can the Gemara have a Suffolk if it's Mishnais like that? The Mishnai say that you don't say Hutu Mikzos or Hutu Kula by Haforah. And the Ran says the reason why is because the Baal is Megiz Gais. So if the Gemara and Ozir is not sure whether Megiz Gais or Mekarokar, so if it's Mekarokar, so it should be Hutu Mikzos or Hutu Kulai. I think that Kasha is a mistake. I saw that yes, that Kasha. I think that Kasha is a mistake. Even, I think Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said like this, even my father learned by Moshe Soloveitchik 3 years, and he was learning the Dorim for 3 years. I don't know what took so long. So he has he learned the Dorim and Ozir. My father, for the 3 years, has less notes than I have in 1 month from Rav Soloveitchik. I don't know why. So Moshe Soloveitchik said, even if you say that the Baal is Mekar Okar, it's not the same as the Chochem Mezoika Neder Mekar. The Chochem Mezoika Neder Mekar declares that it's a Neder Tos, the whole Amira, the whole HaFloa was Betos, it's Mamish nothing, as if there never was a HaFloa. The Baal cannot declare that the Neder is a Neder Tos. The Baal is made for the Neder, so the Gemara is not sure whether it's only Mufa Mikan Al-Habo, it's Mufa Lamafriya, but the HaFloa remains Bimkomo. The Amira's HaNeder does remain Bimkomo. And the din of Huta Mikzos or Huta Kuloi, Rav Soloveitchik explained, that's a din, it's not a din in HaToras and Dor. That's a din in Tois. The Tois be Mikzos is a Tois be Kuloi. Because the Mishnah had the case, I come home and I see everybody's partying in my house. They took out all the ice cream and all the potato chips and they're all eating and having a good time. Who invited them to eat my food? So I make a neder. I ask all the ice cream and the potato chips and everybody in the kitchen. Then I look at the people carefully, one of them is my father. So I didn't realize that. If I would have known that it's my father, I would never have made the neder. So you don't even need a hataras and darm there. That's mamish and neder betois. And then the Mishnah says, huta mikzasa, huta kula. So that's not huta mikzasa because of hataras and darm, it's huta because of betois. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the din of huta mikzasa, huta kula is a word of tois. Tois be mikzasa is tois be kula. So sometimes it's a tois me eleho. The person took a neder, he wasn't wearing his glasses, so he didn't realize one of the people who was partying and eating his food was his own father. So that's a tois without a hataras and darm. And a lot of times it's only a tois with a hataras and darm. If the bezin sees he has a good pesach, a good charotas, so then they declare that it's a neder b'tois. But when the baal is mefer, that's not based on tois at all. That's even if you would hold that side in nazir, on daf chafala from a base, that the baal is mekarokar, means that oike the whole chalois neder, even if she violated the neder yesterday, she's not going to get malchus for what she did. If you wheat paska megas guys only mata the neder mikana labo, but even if you would have held the other way, it's mekaroka la mafreya. But the amira, the haflo of the neder is not a neder because the amira's neder was good, but it wasn't chal. So therefore, the whole din of huta mikzos and huta kulay shouldn't apply in this situation. Rav Soloveitchik, a lot of times when he would give the shi, he would get carried away with himself. So sometimes he would say, "Ana shvera gemara." He would say in Yiddish, "There's nobody alive in this world today who knows pshat in this gemara." So he would say that at least 25 gemaras that I heard. No one really heard. So one of the gemaras was what the Ran quotes from Nidah Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. The gemara says, "Aktana got married to a, but the father is not alive." So he's you are ima v'acher. So it's only ishus the rabbanon, and she takes a neder. So the gemara has there nidim memvav menal. There's a machlokes where the mufla samochli ishus the raisa the rabbanon. A kotna ktana year before bas mitzvah. If they know what they're talking about, the adel l'shemi noda l'shemi higdish. So it's chal is that the raisa the rabbanon. That's machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid had a paskin. Machlokes in the gemara whether the mufla samochli ishus the raisa the rabbanon. Machlokes had a paskin. So the Gemara says, if you hold Muflach Samach Liyish is Daraisa, so the Neder is a Neder Daraisa, and she's only married with the Rabbanon, so how can the husband with the Rabbanon be made for a Neder that's binding in a Torah? How can that be? So the Gemara says, Kid Rab Pinchas, Domer Rab Pinchas, Kol HaNederos, Al Das Baila HaNederos. So that's one of the many Gemaras that Rav Soloveitchik said. There's nobody in the world alive today who knows Pshat and not Gemara. What do you mean, Kol HaDeres? It's a din only it works by a marriage, by a couple that married. They're not married. Min HaTorah, they're not married. They're only married Midi Rabbanan. What do you mean, Kidira Pinchas? He used to say that on many different Gemaras. He once said it on a Gemara in Tzitzis Sabbatim. And Rabbi, he used to be a Rebbe in Torah Vedas, Rav Simcha Sheks. So he had a good sense of humor. So Rabbi Soloveitchik's name was Bear. And Rabbi Sheps' name, his name is Simcha Sheps, but Sheps is a little sheep. So he said in Yiddish, go tell the bear that the sheep is still alive. That he knows Pshat and Nigmar. Because Rabbi Soloveitchik said, there's nobody in the world alive today who knows Pshat and Nigmar. He says, tell the bear that the sheep is still alive and he knows Pshat. Okay.